Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who has a sweet old squeaky kitty named Fiona. Your host, Maceo.
All right, we're here. Everything EHC 2.0. We are back in the dining hall because it is blistering hot outside today. Nice and cool in here. Hey, they just went out and did a great parade for Jeff's 50th year at EHC, and our buddy Frank Guerrera here celebrating his birthday. A double down on events today. So they did a parade up to the store, and the store provides soda and candy and all kinds of good things on a hot afternoon. Before people head to the pool, just a little description of what's happening here at Enchanted Hills Camp at Napa, California here. I have, for the first time this year, two campers with me. They are rejoining the show from last year. We had a great time last year. We are just keeping the tradition going by eating candy as we go, because that's what we did last year. But we're going to mix it up with some new questions and some new information about these lovely ladies. I'm going to start with you, ma'am. Where are you from? What is your name? And how long have you been coming to camp?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I am Maria. I'm from Mexico. I barely speak English. And this is my fifth year on camp.
You are speaking English better than you did last year. Did you know that?
No.
No? It's a little better. Yeah. Do you understand a little better, do you think?
Thank you.
Do you understand a little better?
Yes.
Yeah? You're feeling a little more confident with your English?
Yes.
You're doing good. You're doing great. So let's ask this next person who has a mouthful of candy, which is great. Who are you? Where are you from? And how long have you been coming to camp? She's got to finish chewing. Hang on. All right, here she is. Starburst mouth.
Okay.
There it is.
My name is Ms. Ariana. I've been coming to camp forever, ever since I was 8. I love coming up. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from... Wait, where do I live?
Yeah.
Oh, I live in San Mateo.
San Mateo. And what's your first name?
My first name is Iris.
Iris, all right.
But I love to be called Ms. Ariana just for the fun of it.
Okay, Ms. Ariana, I'll do that.
Ms.
Ms.
F-Z.
Sorry, Ms. My bad.
If you get my middle name wrong, 3 times you're gonna have to owe me a store coupon.
A store coupon. Okay, I'll get you a store coupon. If I get it wrong, Ms. Ariana. Okay, Maria.
What?
It's your turn. Question time.
Okay.
What have you enjoyed about Enchanted Hills Camp this year?
I've been with Ms. Ariana, obviamente.
Ms. Yes.
Ms. Ariana. Going to the pool, the dance, everything.
Everything. You had fun at the dance last night?
Yes.
You guys requested a song, and what happened when that song came on? Tell us about what you were feeling and what happened.
I stand up. I request a Selena song, and... Well, I'm a hardcore Selena fan.
Yes, you are.
So I cannot sing Selena sitting down. It has to be stand up.
Yes, you have to stand up. See. And you're in your chair, and you can stand up a little bit, right?
Yes.
You can get around a little bit, but you're mostly in your chair, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then, so the song came on. Do you remember what song it was?
Bitty Bitty Bum Bum.
Bitty Bitty Bum Bum.
Yes.
And who came and lifted you out of your chair to dance? Do you remember?
It was, I don't remember the name. Bernardo, creo.
Ben.
Ah.
Big Ben.
Eso.
Yeah, he's a super tall, super nice guy, just was dancing with you, got you right out of the chair for the Selena song. That was fun, right?
Yes.
And you won a store coupon for doing what? Another dance, right?
The chicken dance.
The chicken dance, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, nice. So you're having a good time.
Yes.
Excellent. Iris, it's your turn. Oh, she just popped another Starburst. What do you, you've been coming for a while, goofball. What do you?
Yes, I have. I love it, Lynn. I love it.
What do you, anything different this year or something that you love doing every year when you come here? What is it?
Pool time. I also love spending time with friends.
Nice. Especially Maria.
Especially with Maria.
Nice. You guys are in that sisterly fighting phase though now at this point. It's been a few days, so you guys are pinching and poking and calling each other terrible names. It's pretty awesome actually. You guys have a nice relationship. You're like sisters, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Iris, you're going to go out for a fast food meal. What's your favorite fast food place to go?
Healthy Wise Chipotle.
Gotcha. That's a good place to go. Chipotle? What else? What did you say first?
Chipotle.
Oh, gotcha. I say Chipotle. I can't ever say it right. I don't know. What? Yeah, tell us, Maria. How do you say it? Hand the microphone.
It is Chipotle.
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 Okay, see? It's not Chipotle.
I'm very happy to say that today Maria and I sing Fotos y Recuerdos.
She sings very good.
You guys are singing very Selena, very good, right? Are you guys doing the talent show?
And I sang the whole entire song correctly.
Yay! And you're going to do it tonight at the talent
show? So I won a star coupon!
Yeah, that's not happening. You can't give yourself one. Are you going to do it at the talent show tonight? That was my question.
No, we're going to sing a different song.
You're going to sing a different song? Are you going to stand up, Maria, and sing tonight?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so Maria, it's
maybe
your turn.
Maybe I'll let you get my walker.
Okay.
That's nice.
More.
All right, so Maria, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. You live in Mexico, correct?
Yes.
Where is your favorite place in Mexico to go out and eat dinner?
I love Japanese food.
Oh, really? You like Japanese food, mm-hmm. huh? You have Japanese restaurants in Mexico, I'm assuming, yes? You have a favorite?
It is called the Samurai.
Gotcha. And it has good Japanese food. Is there anything in particular that you get off the menu when you go there?
Sushi and tempura calamari.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. That
and
sounds like
tempura ice cream.
Perfect. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yes. You're craving it right now, aren't you? You're thinking about it. You're like, that sounds pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else? Let's ask you a couple questions about living in Mexico. What city do you live in?
In Mexico City.
Oh, in the city?
Uh-huh.
Are you a city girl?
Yes.
So you enjoy living in Mexico City?
Yes.
Right. Okay, were you born there?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, Iris, back to you. You ready?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Are you a cat or a dog person?
I think I'm a cat person.
Okay. What's your favorite song at the moment?
I don't have a favorite.
But you like a lot of music?
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time listening to music?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. What gets you fired up?
What do you mean fired up?
What gets you all, fired up? Like...
excited?
Sure. Ready to go. Let's do this. Or, I can't believe you did that to me. Why are you doing that?
when people push my buttons the wrong way.
Yeah? Do you have some buttons that get pushed the wrong way?
Definitely.
And you get all fired up? That's good. That's good. You get a little fiery, don't you, Iris?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Do you have a temper? Do you get mad?
Yes.
Do you throw things?
No.
No, I don't either. Do you just yell a lot? That's what I do.
Sometimes.
I get really loud. Okay, so if you could, let's see. What was the last song you remember hearing?
Linda Fonseca.
You want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
What's the question?
So, my question is for Fonseca. How did it, like, start, and how did you come up with that idea?
Good question. I came here in 2014 and was working as the nature area leader, and I left Linda Fonseca behind the Kiva completely by accident. She went up to get her shoes, and I had forgotten she went to get her shoes. And then when she came back down to find us behind the Kiva, I had changed my mind and took them all down by the geodesic dome. So she was standing behind the Kiva shouting my name. So she was mad at me, and mad at me for a long time, and reminded me that I had left her behind the Kiva frequently. And in a desperate attempt to win her favor back, I started singing to her in the dining hall. And lo and behold, after a summer of making sure that she knew that I was sorry, I came up with this idea to write a little story song about our story. And for those of you who don't know, Linda Fonseca is a permanent fixture at this camp. She has been coming here for 50 years and now she donates her time to volunteer here and live here at camp and take care of this camp. She's working in the kitchen currently right now. Shout out to my buddy, friend, and loved one, Linda Fonseca. And with that being said, we've had a great relationship since. We love each other very much, and we also made a movie that you can check out here at my website called 50 Years of Fonseca, which now has footage of old camp. Last year, camp burned, and those cabins down there are no longer there, and there is footage of Linda talking about those cabins that are no longer there. So it's already a piece of EHC history that Linda and I have done. It's super cool to be a part of this camp. That is a great question, Iris. Thank you for asking and listening to my silly story.
Yeah, that is pretty silly.
Pretty silly.
I love the fact that you actually, like, wrote a song about it, because as soon as I heard that song, I wanted to write a song about one of my close friends, but I don't think that could be possible because I can't rhyme with her name. But
what's her name?
Her name is Patty.
Patty. Okay, well, maybe we'll co-write a song about Patty.
Okay.
Do you want some help?
Yeah.
I'll help you out. We'll write a song about Patty. Is that cool?
Yeah, could we do it after dinner?
Oh, you want to do it after dinner?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we have to do to write a song. And we can talk about it right now here on this podcast right now.
Okay.
You have to write down, you have to come up with 5 subject matters. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know how Linda and my story is about me leaving her behind the Kiva, and then it's her reaction, her yelling for me, and then me telling the middle part of the song is talking about how wonderful Linda is, and we should not forget about her because she's a major part of this camp. So you kind of have to think about some subject matters about your friend Patty, stuff you like to do, something you want to say, something specific. And then we will put those ideas together by making phrases that go to music.
Oh, cool.
And that's kind of the beginning. So you have to start the process yourself by coming up with subject matter about Patty. And we don't necessarily have to rhyme with her name. We can rhyme other words based on the subject matter that you come up with. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yes, you can work on that after dinner.
Okay.
All right, Maria, you got the microphone back.
Yes.
I got some quick questions for you. What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is, I think, the dog.
The dog, okay.
Yes.
What's your favorite smell?
Chocolate.
What's your favorite sound?
Selena.
Good, good answer, good answer. What gets you fired up, Maria?
Fired up is like angry?
It can be angry or excited or just like woohoo, or it can be fired up.
I don't know. When I see someone that I love.
Gotcha. You feel fired up, right? Mm-hmm. Inside, yeah? That's a good answer. That's a nice answer. I like that.
Gracias.
I like that. Okay, so do you have a favorite card game or board game?
What is board game?
Oh, a board game is like Monopoly. Do you know what Monopoly is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Domino.
Oh, Dominoes.
Yes.
Good call. Dominoes is a great game. You play Dominoes?
Yes.
Nice. Do you play with your family?
Not with my family, but with friends or something like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys are stoked about being here, and you're coming back next year, right?
Obviously, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's like, when I ask that question, there's not really any, it's always going to be yes, right? Mm-hmm. You're always going to come back to camp, right?
Yes.
Right. So do you fly from Mexico City to here to San Francisco?
Yes.
And then you fly home when camp is done?
Yes.
Is this the only time you come to the United States?
Yes.
And had you ever been to the United States before?
Yeah, well, when I was little, I used to go a lot to the doctor to Miami.
Oh, Miami. Okay, see? I got you. So, okay, so when you were little, you would go to Miami?
Yes, and to Boston.
Oh, okay.
I also went to Disneyland.
Oh, okay. So you've been around. You've been around the United States a little bit.
Si,
okay.
Si, si.
All right. Right. It's all.
Which?
The question is, which rides did you go on when you went to Disneyland? Do you remember?
The Space Mountain.
Yep.
Is really cool. Well, I went when I was like 7.
Okay. So you just have memories, little,
yes,
more little kid memories than grown-up memories.
Yes.
Gotcha. You ladies are lovely, and I like you a lot. Camp loves you. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I hope that you have a great rest of your session. I hope you have a great time tonight at the talent show.
Thank you.
Perform your buns off. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Give it all you got, right?
Okay.
Okay. That's what that means. Perform your buns off.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Iris, for joining us.
What? I don't know. You have to give her a store coupon because you said again.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. Ms. Oh, now I can't remember your last name. Ariana. Ladies and gentlemen, Iris just won herself, say it with me, Maria,
a store coupon.
Oh, man. She just, okay, did you guys eat all your candy?
No, not yet.
Yeah, Iris ate all hers, so don't let Iris eat yours, Maria. Don't let her eat yours.
Right now, I'm going to the store.
You're going to the store?
Yes.
We're going to the store, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. We're going to the store. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC. My name is Maceo, of course, the host here. We just had these two lovely ladies on. Always awesome chatting with our campers. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This is Everything EHC 2018. I'll be back shortly. We're doing some more this afternoon. Over and out.